Welcome back to the show. Jared, the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth in the Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet Games Studios alongside the GM, Floyd Reese. I'm filling in for Jared Stillman today. He has the day off and we'll be back tomorrow as we effort Jim White of TitansOnline.com. One thing that I'm curious to get his opinion on, Floyd, and yours as well. Do you feel like this Sunday is kind of a statement game for the Tennessee Titans to the rest of the NFL?
I think it would be considered a statement game to the Titans. I'm not sure how the rest of the NFL would look at it. But, I mean, Seattle, rightly or wrongly, is a respected team. They've got some clout. And they're going to win their division. And so, you know, if you can go out and you can beat a division winner, then that means, rightly or wrongly, that you're ready for, you know, the playoffs. I'm ready to contend. And so I think that would put them in the arena that we're looking for. You know, we want them to be a contender. And so I think that a win would probably do that.
Let's not waste any more time. Jim White of TitansOnline.com joins the show. Jim, thanks for joining us. I'll ask you the same question that I asked Floyd. Do you feel like this game for the Titans Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks could be a little bit of a statement game for the Titans to the rest of the NFL?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'd call it a statement game. It's an important game, certainly. I mean, it's a game that this team needs with a couple of tough ones coming up, you know, at Miami, at Houston, and then you got a Colts team coming here that you've not beaten in a while. So it's a critical game. I don't think it's one that people are going to look at and say, okay, this team's arrived just by this game. I think last year they started to do some of that, winning five games against playoff teams, and I think you just kind of want to keep that, kind of keep that going.
We heard yesterday that Corey Davis is going to miss this week's game with a hamstring injury. What's the concern level over there over Corey Davis now twice, you know, in the last couple months suffering an injury like this?
Well, it's the same one. It's kind of been dogging him since he got here, and it's unfortunate. I mean, you obviously would like to see him, play and be good from the get-go. And I think we all saw in Oakland what he's capable of doing, just the way he snatches the ball out of the air. I mean, he's a game-changing type player. So I think people hate it for him. I mean, he feels bad about it himself. I mean, he's a hard-working kid. He's kind of one of these kids that loves, you know, to play and loves to make a difference. So it's killing him not being able to play. But as Mike Mularkey said, I mean, you try to play him through this, you may not get him back until November. So they're just being patient with him, easing him back, and just kind of will hope that he can come back sooner rather than later.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
How you doing, Floyd?
Good. Let me ask you a question about the new guy. I don't know much about him. Can describe him for me. Pascal, is it, I think?
That's right. Zach Pascal, who was he's a pretty big physical guy. He previously spent time with the Redskins, and he was signed here at the beginning of September as kind of work through, through the first couple of weeks of the season. So he gives them numbers. I mean, I think in reality, I think it means more for Taywan Taylor and obviously more for Eric Decker and Rashard Matthews moving forward. I mean, he gives them another option, but I think they'll lean mainly on the other guys who have already really been in the rotation and try to make up for Davis's absence there.
I'm not sure we ever went into a game with three healthy receivers, but that's a little scary. God forbid one of those guys gets a hangnail and has to miss a quarter. Who would be? Would Weems jump in there, or would Pascal jump in, or how would they do that?
I would think Pascal. I would think he would be up, and then Weems obviously will be up for special teams help. And I mean, Weems is capable of kind of stepping in a pinch. He obviously has not worked a whole lot at that position, so numbers would be definitely low. From that standpoint, you got to keep your fingers crossed there. I mean, this team can play multiple tight ends, as you know, you don't need to get any deeper from an injury standpoint.
Jim White of TitansOnline.com with us right now. Jared and the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Jim, along the lines of the receivers, it seems like Marcus Mariota has an early trust in Taywan Taylor.
Yeah, and that's because Taylor's is you know, we've talked about guys in and out of the lineup, and that's kind of been Corey Davis through the early part of his first year, and it's really like that with Eric Decker, you know, throughout training camp and the preseason. You know, while those guys missed, and while those while some of those guys were brought in, and people thought that Taywan Taylor may, you know, kind of drift into the background a little bit after a really fast start, you know, in the mini camps. But Taywan Taylor's consistently been there every day in practice, and he's worked really hard, and he studies really hard, and he does have great chemistry with Marcus Mariota. I mean, I think, you know, you've seen that. You know, you saw that throughout the preseason when he led the team in receiving yards. You've seen that really early on this year. He's played limited snaps. He only played 6 snaps in the first game and only 12 snaps in the second game. I think his number's obviously going to go up this week, and he trusts him. I mean, he's and Taywan Taylor's really given him reason to be trusted because he's been good, and I think he's a guy people will be hearing from more and more in the weeks to come.
Jim, the interception that Marcus threw last week, my first impression was that Jonnu Smith was either supposed to come back down the stem or supposed to stop in the hole or supposed to adjust the pattern some way, and Marcus threw it where he thought Smith would be. Do you know what actually happened on that play?
I think there's some. I do think Jonnu was part of that was on him. You know, even with that said, I think the ball was maybe a little bit off of where it was supposed to be. So probably on both of them to some degree. But I do think part of it was Smith maybe not being in the exact place he is supposed to be.
We had I thought last week the Matthews going across
Rashard,
the middle.
Right.
Yeah. Making those couple of catches and then paying the price and jumping right back up like it was nothing. He is a tough hombre now.
He definitely is. I mean, and he's, you know, he's another guy who has been really consistent and been available every week. I mean, he came here last year and, you know, he was one of the best receivers in the league in, you know, third and long situations. And that's because he'll go across the middle and make a catch. He'll go up high and make a catch and fight for those balls. I mean, that was kind of a problem early on in Marcus's days here. And really, you know, over the years is finding receivers who will kind of be dogs and go after the football when it's in flight. And Rashard Matthews doesn't hesitate to do that. I mean, he's taken some big hits, as you mentioned, Floyd. I mean, and it doesn't seem to faze him at all. I mean, he jumps up, you know, will signal first down and get back to the huddle. So he just does his job, doesn't come with a lot of fanfare, and he's been really good.
Jim White of TitansOnline.com has been our guest here on Jared and the GM. Jim, thanks for joining us and talking some Titans Seahawks.
Okay, appreciate y'all having me. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Jim.
You too, Jim. Jim White, TitansOnline.com. We were talking about Taywan Taylor there, and I think Taywan Taylor – has an opportunity this week to really assert himself in that offense.
Absolutely.
I mean, the big play threat that he is, that he's shown he might be capable of early in preseason, and now, you know, that big play that he made against Jacksonville, he could be an X factor Sunday.
It's going to be interesting to see how they – I think Taylor is more a slot from a physical standpoint, and yet I think Decker plays better in the slot. And so one of them's going to have to move out, and I don't know how they're going to do that. It'd be interesting. Now, I would have said prior to last week that I'm not sure Taylor has the juice to really get down the field, but I'm going to tell you what now. He caught that long ball. He was running.
He had a lot of juice on that play.
He had juice on that play.
Absolutely. Well, right now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Kenny Loggins at Skirmhorn Symphony Center on Thursday, September 28th. That is a week from today. A week from today, Kenny Loggins at Skirmhorn Symphony Center. Caller number 5 will win a pair of tickets to see that concert. So that's 1 week from today. 2 weeks from today, the Nashville Predators will open the 2017-18 season as the reigning Western Conference champions. One of the more impressive things about the Preds' rise to NHL stardom and becoming one of the darlings of the league is something that Floyd is familiar with in building a team. We'll get into that next. You're listening to Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game.